Tuesday, the 4th of March, Kofstein Adar Rishon, Dayan Shmuel Simon, Patsitsa Bavigdei Kahuna.
Good morning. I'd like to speak about today, as you mentioned, the title is Patsitsa Bavigdei Kahuna. Very relevant to this week's Seder, the last few weeks since Parshas Tetzaveh. The Gemara in Zvachin Daf Yotef tells us a very important halacha concerning Bavigdei Kahuna. And that is a halacha that Bavigdei Kahuna must cover the Kohen Gadol, without any chatzitza. The Gemara learns after the Pasuk, and the Rambam brings in Lahalocha. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Mehilchos Kli HaMikdash, I'll read you out the Lashon of Rambam. In Halacha Bav, Nema Bavigdei Kahuna Al Besoro Lebeisham. Melamed Shelo Yeh Dovo Chotzitz Bein Besoro Lebegodim. There mustn't be any chatzitza, any interposition between the Begodim and the Kohen. And the Rambam carries on, it's from the Gemara. Afilu Nima Achas. I offer a kino meso, even one single hair, or one tiny bit of dust, or one louse, in hoiso bein boso le beged, harizu chatzitza v'avodos ha'psula. It will be a chatzitza, the Gemara in Daf Yotes and Zerochim, learns the Avon Apostle Gilbash al-Bethoroi, that there mustn't be any chatzitza between Bigdei Kuna and the Kohen. And if it will be, it's possible the Bigdei Kuna, it's like a Kohen is not wearing Bigdei Kuna, the Avodos is possible. All the Achonim ask, a cast on this Gemara. True, the chatzitza puzzle. But we find chatzitza in many places. The ikur, we find chatzitza in tevila. Anybody, a man or woman who goes to be tevil, mustn't have any chatzitza on their boso. Yet the Gemara says in Sukkah and in Erevin, in many places, that chatzitza doesn't mean the minutest part. Min ha-Torah, a chatzitza is only chatzitza if it covers the majority of the body. Roiv ha-boso. If a person goes into the mikvah and most of his body is covered, plus he's makbid on the chatzitza, he objects to the chatzitza being there, then it's a problem, then it's chotzit. It's got to be roiv and makbid. Anything else from an atir is not chotzit. Midrabbanan, you say even a miut is chotzit if he's makbid, or roiv if he's not makbid. But min atir, a chatzitza is only chatzitza if it's roiv ha makbid. So all the achonim master, Kenner, or Sameach, or Pshach, and Abiezi, they all ask the kasha, how can it be that here you have the tiniest chatzitza, the smallest chatzitza, one hair, one kino, one bit of offer, and it's chotzit? The Kerenoya in Zvachim wants to suggest to Teretz that in a Hanama it's only a minority of his body, but we're talking about a minority which he's makbid on, which he objects. He's got this bit of off on his body, so granted it's a minority, but it's a miyot ha-makbid. And miyot ha-makbid is chaytis midyabonon. It won't be chaytis minatari, minatari you'll have to have rubay ha-makbid. But here, although it's a minority, it's miyot ha-makbid, miyot ha-makbid chayitza midrabbanon, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about after Chazal or Misakim chatzitza midrabbanon, min ha-Torah, it'll only be possible that Avodo, if the Kohen has got chatzitza below his group one, which is makbid, midrabbanon, it'll be chayitza even if it's miyot, as long as he's makbid. That's what the Kohen wants to say. The Achronim don't like it. For two reasons. Firstly, the Shvus Yaakov says that there's a cloud, ein Shvus per mikdosh. In the Beit HaMikdash, no Yitzurei Drabonon apply. The only Yitzurei that apply in the Beit HaMikdash were derisive. The Gemara says that in many places. Says the Shvus Yaakov, this concerns Hilchot Chatzitza as well. That a Chatzitza mit Drabonon wouldn't disturb us in the Beit HaMikdash. A Kohen with Bigdei Kahuna, all he has to worry about is derisive. Not Chatzitza Drabonon. Min HaTorah, Chatzitza is only Roiv, if it covers Roiv Aguf. A Miyot Aguf, one hair, one offer, at the most is only Chatzitza Midrabbanon. Shvus Yaakov says, Ein Shvus Vamigdash, that wouldn't disturb us. And more than that, Rav Shachin Abiezi says, if you look at the Rambam says, if a Kohen has the smallest Chatzitza of offer or kino, it's a Psul Min HaTorah. The Rambam says, in Harizu Chatzitza Vavodosu Psulo. And the Loshna Vodosu Psul we see elsewhere in the Rambam means a Psul Min HaTorah. That means the Kohen has got the smallest chatzitza. He's completely covered with a Bigdei Kahuna. There's just one tiny place which has got a chatzitza in between it. A tiny hair, a tiny bit of offer. The Rambam says chatzitza. It's an avodosa psur, it's a psur min ha-Torah. Here the kasha is really boiled. If it's only a miut, miut ha-guf, how can the Rambam say it's a psur min ha-Torah when we know that min ha-Torah is only with roiv ha-guf? That's the kasha that Achonim ask. Is Avshachin Abiezri said to Teretz, and in fact, other Achronim said it as well, that there's two halachas in chatzitza. That is, we know chatzitza is a problem in tevila because the pasuk says, "V'rochatzes b'soru b'mayim shelo yehidav ochotzes ben b'soru b'mayim." We have a pasuk by tevila. We have a pasuk by Bigdei Kuna. There's many pasukim that says chatzitza pasul. But this cloud that it's only possible if it's Ruba, if the majority of it's Guf, that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. That's the Moshe of Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, the beginning of Erevin. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. There's one psul, there's a Chatzitza. How much pasul? That the Gemara says is a special Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to say that it's only Chatzitza if it's Roiva Guf, like we mentioned, and Makbid. Chatzitza, it's two halachas. One is chatzit, is chaytit. How much is chaytit? Is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What would be if we never had the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? If we just had the halacha, the chatzit is a problem in tzvila, in big day kahuna, but we never had the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How much would be chaytit? Would we say that without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even the tiniest bit is chaytit, and the halacha l'moshe m'sinai came to be nekil, and to say that it's only chaytit if it's roi vagu? Without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even me is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Komash melon halacha l'moshe m'sinai is only with roi vagu. It came l'kula, or do we say it came l'chumra? Now, without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you say maybe only the whole body is covered. As long as there's some part of the cover where there's no chatzit, that's good enough. Comes halacha l'moshe m'sinai and says no, even roi vagu. That's clear from Rashi in Sukkah and Erevin. Rashi in Sukkah and Erevin has got a mechudesh k'kashita. That this halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that you need rubay ha-makbid, is only said on the hair. If a person has a chatzitza in the hair, a knot in the hair, which is a chatzitza, on that there was a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's only if roiv of the hair is got chatzitza. Rashi holds on the bosa, there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai. As they hold Rashi, Tosus quotes in the name of Rashi. Says Tosus in the name of Rashi, that since there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai, by bosa, only by sa'a, then by bosa, even miut is chatzitza. So we see in Rashi holds the whole halacha l'moshe m'sinai was only ever said on hair, not on bosa. And as Bazel Rashi says, on bosa you stay with the svoch, it's and even miut. In other words, without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai would have been only miut. Comes halacha l'moshe m'sinai and says you need roiv. I might have thought that even the smallest chassid is disturbed. Komash l'moshe halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you need roiv. It's according to Rashi that only the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was only ever said in sa. Anywhere else, you stay with miut. According to that, of course, it's not shown Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna won't... We see that Halacha L'moshe m'sinai was only ever said in hair. Anywhere else, you've got miut ha-makbid. On Bosa, even miut is chaytzitz, Rashi holds. And Koshkin in Big Day Kahuna, where there's no Halacha L'moshe m'sinai, Rashi holds the whole Halacha L'moshe m'sinai was only ever said the chaytzitz in hair. But all the Rishonim disagree. All the Rishonim say that the Halacha L'moshe m'sinai was said both on hair and Bosa, miut. Says Rav Shach, even the Rishonim will argue on Rashi, that all the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai was said in Tzvila. The Gemara which quotes Halacha L'moshe M'sinai that you need Roiv, Hamakbid, in Chatzitza, both on Sa and on Basa, but it's all in Tzvila. The Halacha L'moshe M'sinai is in Tzvila. Everywhere else, wherever you have other problems with Chatzitza, for instance, Big Day Kahuna, there's no Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. And if there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what do you blab? We see from Rashi that without any halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even miut is chaytzitz. So it comes out, everybody will agree that although the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was said both by sa'a and by bosa, that's all in tevila. That's a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai in tevila. Everywhere else, chaytzitz are disturbed. How much is chaytzitz without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Even miut. Says Rav Shach, that's just in Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, you know why even the tiniest chaytzitz are disturbed. One single hair between the Big Day Kahuna and the Bosa, why does that stay even a miut? Because the Chatzitza is a Chatzitza even the miut. In Tevila there's a special Halacha L'moshe M'sinai to say you need Ruboy. But whenever you don't have the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, you stay with a Svar Chitzona that even miut is Chatzitz, and that's the Halacha by Big Day Kahuna. That's Rav Shach's Teretz. L'choy, we can take it one drop, we can carry on later with this Cheshbon. Just as we said, that without the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, even a miut is chaytzitz. Who had in there's another Halacha in the chaytzitz, that you, in Tevila, you got Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, there has to be roiv, and makbid. He must object to this chaytzitz. If a person doesn't object to the chaytzitz, he's quite happy with the chaytzitz on his body, that's not chaytzitz. In Rashi and in Tosfos' Megor, that's part of the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai in Tevila was that you need roiv and you must be makbid. If it's roiv and you're not makbid, that's not chaytzitz. But it's all part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Sfas Emes wants to say in Sukkah that the din that you need roiv is a svara. If it's only miut of the body, that's not a chatzit, a minasvar. But in Rashi and Tosis, it's klor mabur, that it's part of halacha mishum Sinai. In halacha mishum Sinai, there was an unbelievable kula, that you need rov, and you must be makbid. Anything less than that is not chatzit. But again, that would be only by tefillah. By big day kuhuna, we said we revert to the svar without halacha mishum Sinai. It means even a minority of the body is chatzit, and it'll come out even if he's not makbid. Because as I say, Mishrem is moved that the principle of Akpada is part of the Halacha Mishrem Sinai. Without the Halacha Mishrem Sinai, even if you're not Makbid, it's Chosid. You can't say since you're not Makbid, it's a Sfer, it's part of your body. It's not. Without it, even if you're not Makbid, it's part of the, it's still a Chasitza. It comes out that by Big Day Kuhuna we have two Chidushim. Not only that Miut is Chosid, as we said, even one hair, Minatoya, but even if he's not Makbid on it, it will also be Chosid Minatoya. What do I mean with that? There's a Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel learns that in Zvochim that there's another halacha of chassisa by koyanim. Besides the halacha of big day kahuna, like we mentioned, there mustn't be anything between the beged and his bosom. There's another halacha. When a koyan does the avodah and he's standing on the floor of the azara, there must be nothing between his feet and the azara. And the Gemara in fact learns that from big day kahuna. Just as by big day kahuna, which is Mekadish the Koyen, there mustn't be a Chatzitza. Hu Adin Ben Ritzba, Ben Vazlov Le Ritzba, there mustn't be a Chatzitza. There's a Gemara in Lamed Hei, in Zvochim, where the Gemara says that when they did Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, they used to plug the Azorah so that the blood shouldn't go out of the Azorah. Normally they had little gutters to let the blood out from the behemoth on the Shridah. But during the Avodah they used to plug those holes, that the whole Ritzba should be covered in blood. It was a credit to Bnei Aaron, it was a shvach to them that they would walk around with their legs deep in the blood. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara, how can they walk around with the blood on the ground? It's a chatzitza. Benitzvah Lazar, the Mishnah says you must have any chatzitza between the Ritzvah and Lazar. Answers the Gemara, the blood hadn't yet congealed, it was wet blood, it was liquid. Lach einei chaitzit. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah, that lach einei chaitzit. Anything which is wet is not chaitzit. That's the reason. It was a credit for them. It was a shvach lebnei Aaron. And it wasn't a problem that it was chatzitza between the ritzba and the feet, because it was lach einei chaitzit. Had it been dried, had the blood congealed, it would have been dried blood, it would have been a chatzitza. The Shvus Yaakov asked an interesting question. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Yodei Chelek Beis, in Hilchas Chatzitza, there's a halacha there where the person goes to be chotzit. A butcher or a shochet who has got blood on his hands is not chotzit. Although normally something which is on the hand or anywhere on the body, achis midrabbanan, if he's makpid on it, he objects to it, it's chotzit. But for a shochet or a butcher, where it's normal for them to have blood, that the person's not makpid. It's Yomar in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. As a person's umnus is bekach to work with blood, even if it's dry blood. If it's wet blood, it's still not chaitzis. Even if it's dry blood, it's not chaitzis. For the Shvus Yaakov, what does the Gemara say by the Koyanim? That the only reason why it's not chaitzis is because it's wet, even if it's dry. Even if it's dry. What do you care that it's dry? The Chayesh Shvachu Lebnei Aaron, it's exactly like the Shechet and the butcher, who even if it's dry, it's a shvachu lebnei Aaron. It's a shvach, it's a credit for them. How can we say they're makbid on it? Why does the Gemara say the only reason why it's not chayiv is it's wet? Even if it's dry, they're not makbid. That's the kasha Shvus Yaakov. Carries on the Shvus Yaakov, and he says like this. He says, it's difficult to be mechalev between shvachu lebnei Aaron and a butcher. If it's shvachu, how can they object to it? They're not, it's better not being makbid, it's a shvachu lebnei Aaron. The Gemara didn't seem to, the Gemara only came out to last to become chatzitza. The Gemara didn't say by definition that's a shvachu lebnei Aaron. But the Gemara is quite. Says the Shvus Yaakov again. The kasha is why? What would be if it's dry? They're not makbid on it. Says the Shvus Yaakov. I'll tell you what the answer is. He wants to suggest. I'll tell you why. Because the place where it's chotzit is between the legs, between their feet, the soles of their feet, and the floor. That is not miut. That is kuloi. The chassid is the problem. It doesn't have to be chassid on the whole body. We just want that there should be no chassid between the soles of their feet and the floor. If that's the case, had it been dry, it would have been kuloi or ruboi. It would have covered the whole soles of the feet. So I'll tell you, the olam, they're not makpid on it. If I can't, shvachu lebnei and they're not makpid. By ruboi, she'enei makpid is chosetz midrabonon. Maybe the most 100% right, they're not makpid. But even if they're not makpid, it's covering ruboi or kuloi under their feet, well, that's the chassid midrabonon. Says the Shvus Yatim, no. For two reasons. Firstly, he says that's not called ruboi, that's called miyutoi. Granted, the chassitza must only be is only a problem between the soles of their feet and the ground, but we have to look at the whole body. How much of the whole body is covered? In other words, the stipler explained that the principle of miyut is that it's bottled to the body. If it's only a miyut to the body, it's bottled. Even though it's kuloi, completely under their feet, or as far as the whole body, relative to the whole body, it's a minority of the goof. If it's a minority of the goof, it's only miyutoi. So this is only miyut. And if it's miyut, why should it be chosetz if they're not makbid on it? Miyut, in a makbid is not a problem. Secondly, says the Shvus Yaakov, even if you say it's ruboi, because it's completely chosetz under their feet, by the most it'll be ruboi ve'ein makbid. The most is ein makbid. That's only midrabonon. A chassid, we mentioned this at the beginning of the shiur, chassidah midrabonon doesn't disturb in the Beit HaMikdash. Ein shvus b'mikdash. No yisuri d'rabonon, we only apply yisuri d'raisa. So it's not going to help you to say that it's kuloi. Kuloi de ne makbid. Kuloi de ne makbid is still only midrabonon. We have to find a chassidah midrabonon. The Shvus Yaakov takes on that a chassidah midrabonon doesn't disturb. Only a chassidah min hatoyah disturbs in the Beit HaMikdash. Let me ask you, let's say not like the Ramah, let's say the blood on the Kohen, they were makbid on. They were makbid. But the Shvus Yaakov said in his first Taina, it's only miut of the body. The truth is, he feels, the Shvus Yaakov, that at the end of the day, the blood under the soles is only a minority of the whole body. So even if we're going to say they are makbid, the Shvus Yaakov is a Pele, forget the Ramah, the Gemara is a Pele. How can there be a problem of chatzitza with Kohenim with the blood, even if it will be dry? At the end of the day, Shvus Yaakov holds it's only a miut. So even if you don't say like the Ramah, even if you say the makbid, but miut ha makbid is only a chatzitza midrabonon, not min ha-Torah. The whole Gemara is a Pele, even if we won't say like the Ramah, even if we say a person is makbid, but the Shvus Yaakov is of the opinion that this chatzitza is only miut ha-guf. Miut ha-guf, even if you're makbid, is only chatzitza midrabonon. What's Pratna Shvus Yaakov? The Teretz is the Shvus Yaakov holds, not like the Keroner, the Avi Ezri we mentioned, only in Tevilas Odom, in a mikveh, that there was a halacha l'meishe Mitzinai, that miut is not chosetz. Everywhere else, even a miut is chosetz min ha-Torah. We said that from Avi Ezri, from Afshach, that the halacha l'meishe Mitzinai was only ever said in Tevilah. That's where there's a gzeis ha-kosev, you need roiv ha-guf. But in everywhere else in Big Day Kahuna and anywhere else where chassidah is disturbed, even a miut haguf is a chassidah. So the Shvus Yaakov didn't have a problem that it was only miut haguf. It's only under the soles which is miut. Because besides Tvilas Adam, miut is chosetz min ha-Torah. The fact that it covered only miut haguf he didn't have a problem with. It's only min ha-Torah. Even that's min ha-Torah. Miut haguf is like the single hair under the Big Day Kahuna, which is chosetz min ha-Torah. So the fact that it's miut, that's chosetz min ha-Torah. But says the Shvus Yaakov, you still need to be makbid. If you're not makbid on it, it won't be chosetz min ha-Torah. Granted, even min ha-Torah, miut is chosetz. It's only in Tevilah that you still got to be makbid. That's what the kasha is on the Ramah. Had you been makbid and it's miut, miut ha-makbid is chosetz min ha-Torah. But if the Ramah says you're not makbid, that the Shvus Yaakov wouldn't be chosetz. But the answer is no. Like we said before from Avi Ezri. Just as with the halacha mishum Sinai is mechadish, not that miut is chaytis, but even ruboy, who adin with the halacha mishum Sinai is mechadish need makpid, but without the halacha mishum Sinai, miut is chaytis, and even miut she'en le makpid. Both halachas were said in halacha mishum Sinai that in tevila you must have roiv and you must have makpid. Without the halacha mishum Sinai, even miut ha makpid, and even miut is chaytis, and even miut she'en le makpid. The men of the Ramah is 100% right that a butcher and a sheikhet who's got blood is not makpid. And when the kohenim went in the blood, it was miut haguf because it's only under their soles, which is a miut of the whole body, and it was ein makpid. It was miut plus it was ein makpid. Nevertheless, that's chosetz min ha-Torah because without the halacha mishum Sinai, miut is chosetz and even mir tse'ein and makbid is hakpid. The most right to say in a makbid, but that, you only need hakpod in tzvilas adam, but everywhere else in big day kahuna. And under the feet of a kohen, mir tse'ein and even mir tse'ein and makbid. And therefore, although it's in a makbid, it's a problem in our Torah. That's the test of the Shvut Yaakov. The question is, how did the Shvut Yaakov learn? The Shvut Yaakov seems to learn that miyut is takapom min haTorah, but it must be only if he's makbid. He seems to hold it's only if he's makbid. The way that Rabbi Ezri learns that there's no halacha mishum Sinai except in Tzvilas Adam, but everywhere else we ignore the halacha mishum Sinai, then the Chayyah should be even miyut, even in a makbid. There is another teretz to the original kasha we asked, a completely different teretz. The original kasha we asked was that how can it be that a single hair and a single bit of dust and a single kino under the big day kuno could be a chasisa, it's only miut. And the Chayyim asked, where do we find that miut is chasisa? So we said teretz mashach. The Otsamech is another teretz, the beautiful teretz. He says that the posuk where Chazal learns how the chasisa stares by big day kuno is the posuk by Michnasayim. The Michnasayim, which the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedvitz wore, which is the trousers, racial trousers, that's where the Pasuk says, V'lovash Yilbash HaBasar, I think it is, that Daf Yotes, the Gemara learns after the Pasuk, Yilbash HaBasar, which is said by Michnasayim, where we learn the Chatzitza Shteres. Tainiz Osameach, any Chatzitza between the Michnasayim and the Basar, Michnasayim was quite short, any Chatzitza between the Michnasayim and the Basar, is a miut, even if the chassid in the whole mechnasayim would be a miut relative to the whole body. The Torah says you must have a chassid in the mechnasayim. As big as the chassid will be under the mechnasayim, it will still be only miut relative to the whole body. Says the Osmeach, this is the Meshach Chochmah Dikavot, he says in Osmeach, that the chassid, the Torah is mechadish here that even miut is chassid. Because Horah the Torah says the problem chassid is in mechnasayim. Mechnasayim relative to the whole body is miut haguf. Al Kochel the Torah is machadish here that in big day kahuna is different than everywhere else you need roiv in tevila everywhere. Halacha Mishum Sinai said everywhere that you must have roiv in big day kahuna is a special gzeis hakosel that even mirt. Horai the pasuk says about mechnesayim is a special gzeis hakosel there. Here the Torah is magale that even mirt is chaytus, and that's why the Rambam says in the Gemara says even one hair, one kina, whatever it is chaytus. Minatorium, because in Big Day Kahuna is different than everywhere else. Big Day Kahuna is a special case of course that we learn after Mechnasayim that it's places. It comes out that the difference between the Osamech and the Abi Ezri is, Abi Ezri says the din of Roiv is only by Tzvila. Everywhere else, even Miud, where there's no Halacha Mishum Sinai, is even Miud. According to the Osamech, you always need Roiv. By Tzvila, wherever Chassid says, always Halacha Mishum Sinai. There's only one exception. And that's Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna has got one exception that you even miut is chaytus. Everywhere else you have halacha mishum Sinai. That's what comes up in Osmech. Also, it's not only by Big Day Kahuna, it's one other place. It's between the Rispo Dazor and the Ragla Atonim. Because the Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel learns out the chatzitza of between the soles of the feet of the Kohenim and the floor. The Gemara learns out from Big Day Kahuna. Hoya the Ritzma Mekadeshes or Klishoyes Mekatshin. Tosis says Klishoyes means Big Day Kahuna. Just as you must never have Chatzitza in Big Day Kahuna, you also must never have Chatzitza Bein Ritzma Leragli Kohenim. The Chatzitza of Ragli Kohenim is learned out from Big Day Kahuna. So although the Osmech says it's an exception, Big Day Kohenim, that even Miyot is Chatzitza, because we learn out from Mechnasayim, it's exerted across by Big Day Kahuna and by the chassidsa between the Ragla Atonim and the Ritzma. Those are the two exceptions. Everywhere else you need Roiv. That's one chiluk. The other chiluk is, between the Abi Ezri and the Otsamech, is whether it's only by Makbid or even Einem Makbid. According to the Abi Ezri, it's because we ignore the Halacha Mishum Sinai everywhere, so even Miut is Chaytzit, and even Einem Makbid is Chaytzit. Min HaTorah comes an unbelievable Chumah everywhere, except for Tzvila, Miut is Chaytzit, Einem Makbid is Chaytzit. According to the Otsamech, it's a local din by Big Day Kahuna. Because the Torah is megale to us by Mechnasayim, and even Miut is Chaytzit, it's only a din in Miut. Because in Mechnasayim, we know that the biggest Chatzitza under Mechnasayim will be a Miut, Kapitel Kol HaGuf. So the Torah is megale to us that even Miut is Chaytzit. But as far as Makbid is concerned, we have no Gzeis HaKosuf to say that Big Day Kahuna is any different than anywhere else. Avad is got to be Makbid. If it's ain't a Makbid, it won't be Chosis. The whole Gzeis HaKosuf and Nechassayim was as far as Roiv and Nias is concerned. That here the Torah is Gezer by Big Day Kohenim, and by the Azorah with the Rav Lekohenim, that even Mirit is Chosis. However, it's all got to be Makbid. All the other halachas, the chassidus follows all the normal rules. It's got to be makbid. It's only as far as mirit is concerned in mechnesam is zeis hakosuf and mirit chosid. That's another nafkemina. That even mirit is chosid in big day kahuna, but all it is makbid. If it's not makbid, it won't be chosid min hatorah. Big day kahuna with the hair and the kino and all these things, you have to say it's makbid on it, because although the Torah is magdalah that mirit is chosid, but all it is makbid like everywhere else. There's no halacha if it's not makbid. That's Pratin the Shulis Yaakov's kasha. The Shulis Yaakov seems to have learnt like the Otzemech. The Shulis Yaakov understood that the blood on the floor of the Azorah, between the floor and the feet, is only mute. It's only mute. Because you look at the whole body, and the whole body is only mute haguf. And that, he says, Ein Shulis B'Mikdosh, that could be a chassid of Min HaTorah. Why could it be a chassid of Min HaTorah? It's only mute. We can say that the Otzemech learns, because in Big Day Kahuna, and who are the Gemara learns are rich spoken in Big Day Kahuna, even Mirit is Chosid. However, says the Shulis Yaakov, it's all if he's Makbid on it. Although Mirit is Chosid, but you still need Makbid. If it's ain't a Makbid, it wouldn't be Chosid. He asks from the Ramah. The Ramah says he's not Makbid. So he says, why should he be Chosid here? That means although the Shulis Yaakov agrees that even Mirit is Chosid Min HaTorah, but he felt it's all if it's got to be if he's Makbid, not if he's ain't a Makbid. According to Avi Yeshu, it doesn't make sense. If Mirit is Chosid, then who are the other Makbid is Chosid? We ignore the Halacha Mishum Sina. We stay with the Svar Chitzena that Mirit is Chosid and the Makbid is Chosid. How can the Shulis Yaakov split it? Mirit is Chosid Min HaTorah, but only if he's Makbid. The Torah says, L'chol the Shulis Yaakov lo la l'ol Sameach. That the Gzeis HaKosuf, why Chassid Seshtez in Big Day Kahuna, is a special exception. We learn from Mechnasayim that even Mirit is Chosid by Big Day Kahuna and Bein Ritzbol Azor, as we said, the Gemara learns one out from the other. That Mirit is Chosid. But the din of Akpodah, we don't find any Gzeis HaKosuf that Big Day Kahuna or the Ritzbol Azor is any different than anywhere else. And it's got to be Makbid. So although you've got special Gzeis HaKosuf that Mirit is Chosid, but it must be Makbid, both in Big Day Kahuna and in Bein Ritzbol Azor. So the blood between the feet of the Kohenim, to the Shulis Yaakov, is a deraisa, although it's Mirit, because the Torah was Gzeis that Mirit is Chosid. But it's all if it's Makbid. But the Ramah says that a butcher and a shoychit is not makbid, so this is both miut and in a makbid. Even Big Day Kahuna, where the Torah was greater than miut is chosid, but only if he's makbid. If he's in a makbid, he can't understand the Ramah. The Chodesh Tzadnu Shushiyakit, yeah.